This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. India is in close and constant touch with its nationals in Bangladesh through its diplomatic missions amid unrest in the neighbouring country. In a swamutot statement in both houses of the parliament over the situation in Bangladesh today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, New Delhi is monitoring the situation with regard to the status of minorities. Dr. Jaishankar informed the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha that presently around 19,000 Indian nationals are in Bangladesh, including 9,000 students. He said the bulk of the students have already returned to India last month on the advice of the High Commission in Dhaka. He said Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina had apparently decided to resign from her post after meeting with leaders of security establishments. He informed that she had requested approval to come to India for the moment and arrived in New Delhi last evening. In the last 24 hours, New Delhi has also been in regular touch with the authorities in Dhaka. The External Affairs Minister added that the situation in Bangladesh is still evolving. In Bangladesh, in a major reshuffle in the top level of army, Major General Ziaul Hassan has been relieved from his post while Lieutenant General M. Saiful Islam was transferred to the Foreign Ministry. In another development, following a unanimous decision made during a meeting between Bangladesh President Mohammad Shahabuddin and the chiefs of the three services, Bangladesh Nationalist Party chairperson Begum Khaleda Zia has been released from house arrest, along with representatives from various political parties and civil society. President Draupadi Murmu departs for Nadi in Fiji after completing official engagements in the capital, Suva. After holding bilateral meetings during the day, President Murmu attended a reception hosted by the Fijian president. Earlier, the president held bilateral talks with her counterpart, Ratu Williame Maivalili Katona Viri, in capital, Suva. In a social media post, President Murmu said that during the meet, the two leaders discussed ways to further deepen the India-Fiji relationship. The Indian High Commission in London has issued an advisory urging citizens to stay vigilant and exercise caution while travelling to the UK in view of recent disturbances in the country. The advisory urged visitors from India to follow local news and advisories issued by local security agencies and to avoid areas where protests are underway. The High Commission of India in London is closely monitoring the situation. In Uttarakhand, the rescue operation is almost completed in Kedar Ghati of Rudraprayag district. Helicopter journey to Kedarnath Dham will resume from tomorrow. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today conducted an aerial inspection of the disaster-affected areas of Rudraprayag district. He said that the government is working fast to operate the Shri Kedarnath Yatra route. Devotees reaching Kedarnath Darshan through helicopter services will be given a discount of 25% in the fare, the cost of which will be borne by the state government. In Kerala, the cabinet subcommittee camping in the region has directed to intensify search operations on both banks of Chaliyar River. It also directed that the help of the Navy and the Coast Guard may be sought to ensure that the bodies have not flowed into the sea. This evening, 22 unidentified dismembered body parts of landslide victims were interred at the burial site at Puttumalai. At the Paris Olympics, Indian hockey team has stormed into the semi-finals, defeating Great Britain by 4-2 in a penalty shootout. The men in blue managed to dominate the show after playing one-man short for 42 minutes as Amit Rohit Das was sent off with a red card. Earlier, during regular time, Indian skipper Harmanpreet Singh drew the first blood by converting a penalty corner in the 22nd minute. Britain's Lee Mortoon then scored the equaliser after 5 minutes, which led the match to the tie-breaker stage. In his last international appearance, goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh turned the saviour by making crucial saves. Indian players were remarkable during the shootout and emerged victorious with 4-2 scoreline. In the semi-final, India will play the winner of the quarter-final between Argentina and Germany. However, the success in hockey did not replicate in badminton as India's ace shuttler Lakshya Sen bowed down to Denmark's Victor Axelsen. And with that, we end this news bulletin.